Now let me see. Who's my next patient? Oh, yes. I see I have a new patient coming up next. He doesn't give me much information here. He must not have been very specific when he called for an appointment. Well, we'll just have to see what his problem is and how I can help him. That must be him now, right on time. Yes, come on in. Hello, I'm Dr. Root, and you are my new patient, huh? Michael, right? Please, come on in. Why don't you take a seat right here on the couch, and I'll take a seat next to you in this chair. Now, why don't we get right to it, and tell me how I can help you. Well, it's okay. You don't have to be shy with me. You can tell me anything. Trouble on the job. Things aren't going well. Well, what about your personal life? Do you have a girlfriend? I see here that you're in your mid-20s. Do you have anybody close to you that you can talk to? Everyone needs someone that they can talk things over with, that they can share their dreams with, their hopes, their desires, their aspirations, their life's goal. Yes, I know. It is hard to meet people these days. It used to be that you could meet people at work, but there's so many rules these days that it can put a fellow off, especially someone who's shy, like I think you are. Oh, you're blushing. I didn't mean to make you blush, Michael. I want to ask you a question. And please, don't be embarrassed, but I need to ask you this so that I can better understand your situation. Michael, when was the last time you had sex with a woman? You can tell me. Be honest. Don't be embarrassed. I'm not here to judge you. I'm here to help you. And you can tell me anything. Anything you say to me will be kept in the strictest confidence. Doctor-patient privilege, you know. Never? You've never had sex with a woman before? You're a virgin? Well, yes, I am shocked. I would never have suspected that a tall, handsome, strong man like you would still be a virgin, especially in this day and age. Tell me, you've had dates before, right? How far did things go? Touching, feeling, groping, fondling, caressing, but no penetration? So you've never actually had the experience of going all the way, of making love to a woman, of sticking your penis inside her vagina, and pumping and thrusting, working towards that ultimate goal of releasing your sperm deep inside a woman's... Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get so carried away there. It's just that it's been a long time for me, too, since I made love to a man. What if I told you that I find you attractive, that I feel strangely drawn to you, even though it is highly unethical? What if I told you that I find the idea of taking your virginity kind of turns me on, makes me want to be the one to introduce you to the pleasures of the flesh? Tell me, Michael, does it feel hot in here to you? All of a sudden, I'm feeling hot. You wouldn't mind if I took off my navy suit jacket, would you? Thank you. Oh, phew. What a relief that is. But I'm still hot. You wouldn't mind if I unbutton the top two buttons of my white silk long sleeve blouse, would you? I didn't think so. And maybe a third button right here, right where it stretches tight across my bosom. Yes, that feels better now. But I'm still hot. All of a sudden, I got this hot flash just like a rush of heat running through my body. Maybe if I pull my skirt up a little bit, it might help to cool me off. Maybe a little bit more. This isn't bothering you, is it? I mean, I wouldn't like to make you feel uncomfortable or anything. What with me unbuttoning the first three buttons of my blouse, right here in front of your eyes, and then raising my skirt halfway up my thighs. What's the matter? Cat got your tongue? I can see that you like what I'm doing. That you like what you see. Know how I can tell? By the bulge in your pants. Uh-huh. That's quite a tent popping up there. What if I unbutton my blouse one more button? There. Oh, no. Oh, now my bra shows through my blouse. Oh, and my cleavage is exposed to your eyes. My deep, deep cleavage. Excuse me, but I just can't help myself. I need to spread my legs and touch my pussy for just a second. Seeing your cock bulge has really turned me on. I think maybe I need to unbutton a few more buttons on my blouse, too. What do you think? You don't mind if I hike my skirt up just a little bit more, do you? It's just that I have this itch right here where my fingers are, touching myself through my nylon panties. I want to help you, Michael. I want to make you feel better and give you confidence. The confidence a man gains after he's been with a woman for the first time. I want you to do something for me. I want you to unzip your pants. No, no, don't get up. Stay right there on the couch. Just sit back, lean back, look at me, and unzip your fly. There. My, my. Look what popped out. What's that poking up in the air like that? Why, it's something truly special to behold. It's a beautiful piece of man meat, also known as a cock. A big, beautiful, fat, thick, swollen cock. You don't mind if I slide my white blouse off my shoulders, do you? Slide it off all the way? Do you, Michael? And my skirt? It's just going to get in the way anyway. Do you like what you see, Michael? Me in just my pink bra and pink nylon panties? Can you see the wet spot on the crotch of my panties? Yes, I am getting wet. Very astute of you to notice. In fact, I feel like I'm soaking wet, and you made me that way. You don't mind if I sit on your lap, do you, Michael? Straddling you like this, with my knees bent and resting on either side of your legs? Yeah. There. I want to lean in closer to you. I have something I want to whisper in your ear. You don't mind if my breasts rest against your chest, do you? Good. Now this is what I want to whisper. Michael, I am going to make everything better for you. I can feel your bulge as I straddle your lap. I made your cock hard, didn't I? Does it bother you, me sitting here in your lap like this, in my underwear? I don't normally do this, you know, in my profession as a therapist, but I'm intrigued by you, a nice, handsome young guy with a really nice-looking cock hasn't been getting all the attention that you deserve. I'm going to help you through this, your first time and all. Does it bother you that I'm sitting on your lap, practically naked, and that you can see most of my big tits through this skimpy bra? Now, Mike, have you ever been this up close and personal with a woman's tits before? Have you ever seen tits this big before? Notice the cleavage my tits make in this bra. Would you like to touch my tits? Here, give me your hand. I'm going to place your hand right here, right on the point. Can you feel how hard my nipple is? You've made it hard. Would you like to see my nipple? Feel it? Here, put your hands behind my back and snap my bra. Yes, that's it. Now take your hand and slowly pull my bra away from my tits. Do you like seeing them bare naked? Here, put your hand right here. Yeah. Now, gently tweak my nipple. That's it. Take it between your thumb and your finger. Mm-hmm. Not too hard. Yeah, just right. I love your touch. And my nipple likes it too. See how big it got? And how hard? And that's not the only thing that gets hard, is it? Mm-hmm. I can feel your cock grow and expand until it's right there, right at my crotch, trying to poke through my little pink panties. And, oh, baby, he's not such a little guy after all, is he? Come to mama, yeah. These other girls don't know what they're missing, do they? I love the feel of you against me down there. You know, Michael, if I'm going to be able to help you, you're going to have to take your pants off, or else this isn't going to work. Now, don't be embarrassed. If I've seen one cock before in my profession, I've seen 1,000. I mean 100, just 100. Now, go ahead. Drop your drawers. Yeah. Now, come over here. Come here. Over by my big, huge mahogany wood desk. Now give me your hand. Such a nice, big, strong hand. Now I'm just going to take this finger, the same one you used to touch my nipple with, and get it wet. Now I want you to take your finger and put it right here. Wait, let me grab a pen. I'm going to put a big X on the crotch of my pink panties, right on this wet spot. Kind of like how X marks a spot. That's where my clit is. And I want you to take your finger and put it right there, right on the X, and very gently start rubbing. My clit is the same as your tip. Very, very sensitive. So be very, very gentle. And oh, yeah, your finger feels so good rubbing me through my nylon panties. The friction is incredible. Now, while you're doing that, I want you to, you know, multitask. I want you to put your mouth right here, right on my nipple, and start sucking gently. Oh, fuck. No, don't stop what you're doing. Don't stop rubbing and sucking. Go away. I'm busy. I'm with a patient. And Gloria, cancel my appointments for the rest of the day, too. My patient is going to need some in-depth therapy. We're at a critical point right now. And put out a do not disturb sign on my door, please. And Gloria, why don't you go ahead and take the rest of the day off? Oh my God, what am I saying? I never give anybody the day off. Now, where were we? Oh yes, I think we were just about ready to make a critical breakthrough in your therapy. Don't stop what you're doing. Please God, don't stop. No, keep sucking. Mm-hmm. Keep sucking my nipple. And keep rubbing. Mm-hmm. Because I'm just going to reach down here and wrap my soft, warm hand around your shaft and stroke your cock while you kiss me. And fondle me and rub your hands all over my body, my glorious, naked body. Oh, it feels so good what you're doing to me. And you, your cock make it so hard for me, Michael. It's all big and hard and thick and swollen. What would you like to do now? Are your instincts starting to take over? Are you starting to feel less shy now that we're both naked? That's right. Gently lay me down on top of the desk and just do what comes naturally to you. Tell me to spread my legs wider for you. Wider. Tell me how your balls are aching. Tell me how you need to come. How you need to stick your big, fat, thick cock inside me. Balls deep. Now ram it into me, Michael. Don't be gentle. I want to be taken by a man. A man with confidence. That's the way. Yeah, you know what I want. You know instinctively what a woman wants. What a woman needs. How a woman wants to be taken by her man. How a woman needs to be fucked. That's it. Ram your big, thick, swollen cock deep inside me. And plow my cunt with your big dick. You gonna come, baby? It's too soon. But you're young. Maybe you can recover. And, oh my God. There's so much cum. You came deep inside me. I felt you shoot your load. And now you're watching it run out of my fuck hole and down my ass crack. You men are all alike. You like making a big mess and then watching it dribble out. You did good for your first time. Very good. You almost made me come, too. But women need a bit longer. But we can do it again. Come closer to me. Stand right here. Right by my head. Now take your cock and start stroking it a little bit. Tell me to open my mouth for you. Tell me you want me to suck your cock. Tell me you want me to make you hard again so you can fuck me again. Your cock tastes so good. And our combined juices are so sweet. As I lick them off your shaft. Oh God, how I love younger men. They don't take hardly any time at all before they get hard again. While I suck your cock, tell me what you want to do next, Michael. Tell me how you want to fuck me again. How you want to stick your big, fat, thick, swollen, rock hard cock. And shove it deep inside my sloppy, wet fuckhole. That's it, Michael. You're doing great. Yeah, I like that dirty talk. Like that. Yeah, you found it all right. Found on my clit while you fuck me. And this time, it'll be even better than the first time. Because now you're experienced. And you know what a woman wants. What she needs. What she craves. Oh, Michael, keep doing that. Yeah. Oh. Oh, God, I love what you're doing to me. I can't even talk. It feels so good. Oh, yeah. Oh, your tip is tickling my clit so good. And you're going to make me come, Michael. Yeah, just like that. I just. Oh, God, that feels so good in my clit. Yeah, do it. Oh, jeez. I need you. I need you. I need you to stick your cock inside my gash and fuck me, Michael. Fuck me hard and make me come. Make me come on your cock. Your big, hard, fat, oh God, yeah. Thick, swollen cock. Just lay here. Yeah. On top of me. My soft, warm body. And let me hold you. My legs wrapped around your hips. Holding you tight against me. As your cock softens. And eventually slides out of my sloppy, wet fuckhole that you filled up with all your jizz. Oh, my. Something is stirring down there, isn't it? Something is coming to life again. Uh-huh. I think you like this. I think a few more sessions and maybe you'll be cured.